Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the outdoors because, you know, everybody loves trails when it's 10 below zero, right? Dave Chase is in with us this morning. He is with the Nishna Valley Trails Group. And I want to talk a little bit about some things that have been going on. I know it's not the heavy trail usage time, Dave, but, you know, folks are still working on the projects. There's still a lot to do. And we appreciate you coming in this morning to share with us.
Thanks, Jim. As I commented when I came in this morning, it's a little unusual to be talking about outdoor activities during this cold weather, but happy to do so.
Well, you know, maybe someday we'll have snow cover and they can ski the trail.
That's
who knows?
Right.
Do a little cross-country skiing on the trail.
And the ice rinks are open.
There you go. There you go. Well, it won't be too far down the road, though. I know it seems now like we're just in that dead portion of winter where it's so cold we can't get out and do the things. But you're only talking about a couple of months, and the weather changes rapidly. You put another 20, 30 degrees on the temperature, and we see activity out here on the trail near us. It doesn't take much for folks to get the urge.
No, it really doesn't. And people are pretty wise about trail usage. They can dress for the conditions. And, you know, there's a lot to see out in the nature areas in the wintertime. The swans at Schulberg Quarry being a prime example, it's just great fun to see that sort of thing going on in our local area.
Sometimes even more without the foliage out there. Yeah, you can see a little bit more of the activity, too. Well, I know there's a lot going on and happening behind the scenes with the Nishna Valley Trails. We've seen some things happen here. The trail out here by the radio station has had quite a bit of progress here in this last year. I know folks have been pretty excited about that, but that's not the end.
No, it's not the end. And these trail projects are carried out in increments, small steps, baby steps, because they are somewhat costly to do. And you have to get things engineered and the funds raised in order to do it. And it's difficult in a rural area like we are. But we're very pleased with the progress that has been made. And we just think the Troublesome Creek Trail with the bridge and the usage that it's had is just another impetus for us to continue on with these trail projects.
Well, people want them. We already know that. We've seen that by the way they use them, by the way they support them financially through their donations, and by the questions. I'm sure you get a lot of those.
We get a lot of questions, and we have just got a recent grant from TS Bank here in Atlantic through their community support program that just fuels that fire. As I told the people from TS, that this just re-energizes us that have been working on these projects for so long that let's get a little bit more done.
Mm-hmm. What will that money go toward? Do you have a specific project that you're working on?
Yes. Right now, the Troublesome Creek Trail is basically done, and the whole idea there was to link up with the trail system at the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellhead site. Well, there's about 150 yards along Olive Street there that we were not able to get funded. So the $7,500 is going toward the engineering and the development of what we're going to call plug the gap section to get down to the AMU trails, which are going to be hard surface. There's more of those trails going to be hard surface this coming year. So if we can get that linkage, then we'll have our 6-mile contiguous loop system within the northern part of Atlantic.
Really
exciting.
And that's really pretty exciting for folks because that gives you a loop trail out there at the Schulberg Recreation Area that folks already are enjoying an awful lot. And then when they get bored with the scenery there, and I don't know how they do that, but once they get bored with that, well, then they can walk this trail out here behind us on the Troublesome Creek across the bridge and this way head over here and see some all new sites. You could get miles and miles of exercise in without having to travel from here all the way to some other community somewhere.
Yeah, the nice thing about hard surface trails is you don't get your feet dirty and you don't get your bicycles dirty. And people are concerned about those sorts of things. It's just going to be a nice hard surface linkage that will be available for everybody. And we got to point out, at no cost, there's no trail fees. We have a collaborative effort with the city park and rec department. People have been very generous, companies and other entities to help us us do these things without putting the load on the taxpayer.
Yeah, if you use some of the other trails in different parts of the state or the country, you may notice there are donation boxes in different places. There are ways that they collect fees from you for doing that, and it's nice that folks don't have to worry about that here.
Yeah, and a lot of places, like you say, they have trail passes that you have to buy a pass to use a trail. And, of course, that's used to maintain the trail system. There's good reasons for that. And that could happen at some time in the future here because we are concerned about the future maintenance of these things. Because once they get built and used, these things wear out after a while. Mm-hmm. We're conscious about that, too.
Well, and for folks who maybe don't necessarily are aware of what we're talking about, we say the AMU well fields. It's the area by the Little League Diamonds here around that area. Some of those, there's some usage. They're not. They haven't been used as much as they probably should be over time, but it being able to hard surface some of that should change that.
Yeah, and the linkage with the Shulberg Quarry Trails is also going to supply, it will feed more people into that area. And again, it's a safer place to enjoy, well, whether you're a pedestrian or a hiker or a bicyclist, it's just a safer place to enjoy those things rather than being out on the roads.
There was talk at one point about a kiosk being out there at some point, too, to give folks some direction and some information about the trails.
Right across the street from your studio, as a matter of fact. That's a spring project that I know Seth Strassheim was going to be working on, the Park and Rec director. So you'll see that develop, and that'll provide information about the area trails and where they are with respect to location.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit, too, in this off time, if you can call it that, when folks aren't necessarily thinking about trails. But if they are thinking about ways that they can help out their community, you know, donations obviously are always welcome. The bank book is always open for the incoming.
Yeah.
That's always an exciting time. But people, you know, they can think about those types of things that they can do. There are a lot of ways that folks have contributed already. In some cases, they've done it with a little bit of labor, helping to keep the trails clean of some of the brush and debris and things. I mean, you get a lot of different ways that people help out.
Yeah, I can't tell you, Jim, how proud we are and appreciative of the community support. The Troublesome Creek Trail Project really tapped out Nishnevalley Trails as far as funds go. But we had so many contributions other than money. We had great contractors, all of them local, who were very cooperative. And the fact that they don't have to move their equipment miles and miles to get there allowed them to give us a very favorable bid. And quite frankly, they did things for us to support their community and to give back to their community. And that's just very energizing and bodes well for the future on other projects that we want to do for our town.
Absolutely. Well, as we said, it's always available to make those donations. If folks would like to do that, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can send donations to Nishnevalley Trails. We have a post office box 496 in Atlantic, and donations are always welcome. They can contact me at my home. I'm now retired. I'm no longer at the law firm, so my number's in the book, and they can certainly contact me at any time. I'm happy to talk with them about what the future plans are and how they can help out both financially and support-wise.
Yeah, and sometimes folks will look at this and say, you know, they think in their mind it's a government project. It's not a government project. Yeah. It's a community project.
It's community project. And one of the things that we're happy about is that in order to do these things, you see public-private partnerships being formed with the city and the county and the Park and Rec Department and the various other entities within the community. It takes that sort of cooperation to pull off these types of projects in towns our size. So those things are coming together, and we can't be more pleased.
Absolutely. Well, if anybody has any questions, there are lots of folks who can answer some of those, and just keep watch. You'll continue to see activity and things sprouting up. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it goes as fast as you want it to, but it takes time to get all these people on board to make these things happen, and we're sure glad they take the time.
Well, we're glad people take the time, and we're also thankful for the support that KJN has given to us over the past and getting getting these projects before the public, it helps us immensely. So we can only thank you a lot.
No, we see a lot of folks wandering out here on the new trail section that's just been up, what, about a year or so?
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's already, you know, it's been used, and you know your work is being appreciated by folks. Dave, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And to all the folks involved with Nishna Valley Trails and the donors, appreciate everything they do.
You're welcome, Jim. Anytime.